Well, we are back again. This is another episode of As Is. It's been a very long time, 2 days. I am your co-host, Ryan.
Yeah, that's so professional. I'm going to take my jacket off. I'm not going to announce my name. If they don't know who I am by now, then fuck them.
Right. So you decide to take your jacket off after I pushed record.
Well, you know, I like to do things when we start to make me feel like we're doing something.
Oh, right, right, right. Well, you're also making beans.
I'm making beans because I am now a chef. I'm also texting with a friend of mine and talking to you and making beans at the same time.
I'm just sitting here.
You're just sitting here.
Right.
Like a pimple on the zit of society.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, listen, this is the reason why we're doing so many episodes this week is because you are... You have a week off.
I do.
You really need to fill up the time.
I do.
And I'm very busy, but yet I'm making time for you and our audience.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice, man.
Yeah.
So what'd you do today?
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a huge text from this. I'm texting with two different women because I have a show next week.
Right.
Not me, but I'm going to see David Brozo, who's a great guitar player, and have two possible dates, but I don't know which one to choose, you know?
Right.
You don't have that problem because nobody wants to date you.
Nobody wants to date me, so.
No, that's not true. Let's not name names, but you are actually involved in a text chain with a few different women right now, which is, I like that. Yeah.
Who are the different women?
Well, the one that we just talked about before the show.
Right.
And
who are the other ones?
I just said that to make it seem like you're...
I appreciate that.
But your honesty just...
I'm too honest, man.
Now, I'm actually dating... I'm texting. Big difference. So the thing is, when I date a woman, I'd like to know if she knows who Don Johnson is. So let's see. So I'm just texting with someone here, and... Oh! She might pass the test, although... So, you know, she asked me how old I was, and that's a really scary question, because I'm usually old for the women that I'm attracted to, you know?
Right.
So I have to lie.
Well, probably you didn't lie this time.
I didn't lie to her because I don't really care anymore. So the test is, does she... So my response was... I gave her my age, which I'm not going to reveal here.
Right.
But I do have a few summers to live only. And then I told her my age, and I said, but it's okay because Don Johnson looks good for 73. And she goes, true. So I don't know if she knows who she... So I said, do you know who he is? So now she goes, yes, of course. And then she goes, I used to watch him and his colleague, Tops. She doesn't know his name!
Did she say Vice specifically?
She did not. Well, but at the end she goes, I love that word colleague. It's like if Tubbs dies today, like his epitaph would be, he was a colleague on Miami Vice. I used to watch him and his colleague, and she goes, I just finished a 30-minute workout. That's exciting. And then she goes, Miami Vice? Question mark? Very good. She passes the test.
Okay.
Now we can sleep together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Very good. So that's how my day's going. I went to doctors today because I have all these elf problems.
Right.
So today I had to fast last night. Let me sit down because I'm so old. yesterday I had an MRI, which is a very scary thing where you go inside of a tube and it's like you're inside of a coffin. And, you know, I've done it before, but this was like 30 minutes. It was scary, man. And I was like, what if I just stay here forever in this fucking... And there's like all these sounds. They put headphones on you. And very hot girl, though, the nurse was... Oh, yeah. She had to like kind of adjust things. And I was like...
She touched your dick?
I really wanted her to. But I felt it was inappropriate, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, hey, before I go into this coffin, could you please... You know, and if I die here, you would be the last woman that ever touches my dick, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't care.
Yeah.
But it would be nice. But I think she was foreign. I like foreign nurses, too, because mm-hmm. they have that extra mystique.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want anybody from, like, Newark. That would just be... Yeah, anyway. But she was cute. She was blonde. But anyway, I didn't get her phone number or anything. So that was yesterday. And then I realized, oh, shit. Then this morning I have to get my blood drawn for this other ailment that I have. So then I was like, I had to come home from that coughing experience, eat really quick, and then fast for 12 hours.
Shit.
Ugh, and I like, you know how I like to eat late at night.
Right.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I sit there and I stuff my face with ice cream, you know?
That's right.
So then this morning I'm like, you know, I got up at 5 a.m. and I'm like, shit, I can't eat anything still. And then I finally get there. I get to the place and the nurse, I had one of those old 70, 80 year old nurses that's just all jolly and happy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. She was like, come with me. And she was like, let's follow the yellow brick road. She was singing show tunes. I was like, well, this is, I want her to die.
She's probably just happy she's alive still.
I guess. And she's telling me, I guess because when you might have the possibility of something bad, like a heart problem or cancer or something, they try to be extra happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't work with me. Because right. I hate them and I hate why I'm there. So I was giving her, I was like, you know, I'd give her like one word answers, you know.
Oh, yeah. You went the detached route.
Yeah. I was very detached. Yeah. Right. And she started, her joy started to fade from her eyes the more she was talking to me.
Yeah. Which, very good.
It felt like a victory. See, I'm learning from you, man.
Thanks.
And that was just like 10 seconds. Like, it was just like a little, so I was out of there by 10 minutes after 8. So I was like, fuck, now what do I do? And then I remembered that I have to do another blood test for another thing, which I wasn't going to do today. But since I was already fasting, then I thought I'm already like, yeah. But the thing is yesterday, look at this. I have this huge.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, this is where they put, because I have no veins in this arm. This is a bad vein.
Oh, okay.
So this is a good vein thing. But now I've already been punctured yesterday, and I was punctured at 8 o'clock, and I was like, shit, I'm going to go there. They're going to puncture me in the same place again.
Right.
But I want to do it because I already fasted. I don't want to go through this again.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive it all the way there, and then I go to the wrong place, and it was another hour. And then finally I get there, and they start looking at this arm. I'm like, there's no veins on this arm. They always go for the other arm. So she goes, okay, you know, she's another foreign person. And then they, you know, this hurt because this was already wounded from the twice. Yeah. This is like, you know, being fingered in the ass sort of, except it's in the arm.
Right, on the same day.
Yeah. So three, dude, in the last 24 hours, I've been punctured in this spot like three times. Like, you know. So anyway, that's done. And so now I'm awaiting the results of yesterday's MRI, and it could be dire. It could be okay. I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that was it. That was it. I was like, okay, now I can eat finally. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And then nothing happened until now.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it makes you kind of realize, like, you know, when you're expecting, like, news, it kind of puts you on the edge, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's probably not going to be tonight because it's already, like, 8 o'clock at night. So I'm assuming that everything's fine and I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And you saw a crappy movie.
Oh, dude, it was terrible.
Ugh.
Terrible.
Well, I don't... You know what your problem is? You keep seeing crappy movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta stop.
I noticed one thing. So, like, up before I started doing this play...
Yeah.
You know, I was going to the movies, like, almost every weekend. I was pretty much living at the movies. Ever since I've... To continue our theme of dipping our toe in the...
Social ocean.
I've... That life of just going to the movie, sitting in a dark theater. And
well, it might remind you of the lonely existence that you had pre. You might have PTSD from watching.
It's possible.
A movie, you know what I mean?
That, like, my mind is so, like, wired right now. Like, yesterday I went to the gym and did another, like, almost hour on the gym. Did, like, over 4 miles.
Nice.
Yeah, listened to the entirety of Ride the Lightning by Metallica.
Right,
the album.
Right. Oh, you got a ticket for Metallica.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sorry. This is news because our last episode happened before this event.
Our audience is on pins and needles.
Oh my god! Well, our loyal listener already knows, but for those of you,
I know you can't tell him stuff before the podcast because this is gonna
I
be,
know.
Anyway, now because now we're talking with British Mark on this thing called Facebook.
Yeah, he friended me.
Oh, dude, he. I don't know. Okay, let's talk to him directly, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's British Mark,
do it.
What the hell's wrong with you?
British Mark, what the hell?
I mean, now I assuming you have a job, you have a wife, you have dishes to do, and you seem to be on Facebook every 2 seconds. I mean, like, you don't even know the half of it. He belongs to the Michael McDermott thing. Every time somebody says something, he makes a comment. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm like, where does he have the time?
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd. Let me read to you right.
Okay.
I mean, like, so he's having a very, another girl just turned me down.
Oh, really?
For the Broza show. And I really wanted to go with her. She goes, oh, it's amazing, exclamation point. I can't make it, but it looks so nice. Thanks for thinking of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have someone who may be interested.
Who? Oh, yeah. For me or for you?
For you.
For me?
I'd be happy to offload that.
Oh, no. No, thank you. Mm. No, I offload is a funny word.
I don't use it often.
I'm glad you use it now. You saved it for the right time.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I do not want to go through what you're going through. This is a thing. Every time
I feel like you've dealt with it before.
Oh, dude, this is the thing. This is our tragic flaw, right? Like every time, like I asked three women that I want to go with to this thing, they all turned me down. But of course, the women that I don't want to go with, like, yeah, pick me. I could be there an hour early.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to go with them, but they're going to be like the last resort. I'd rather go alone, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But, oh, I was looking up British Mark. I'm sorry, British Mark. We just segued from you for a second. I hope you're okay there. He's having a big week because he's going to Germany.
Oh, right.
And I made the joke. I'll you know me with my stupid jokes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to agree, so... He goes, oh, by the way, okay, so here's, I could share this with you. I could share. So, you know, he's been kind of posting a little bit about the play that you're in.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, like, don't say, he said something about me. And I was I was like, dude, don't mention anything about the fact that I wasn't cast.
Oh, is this, meaning like with the,
yeah,
I post stuff on Facebook and
no, or he made a comment about something that even I think, your director posted.
Oh, okay.
Right, I'm right. Like, oh, he's venturing into this territory now.
Yeah.
So I quickly said, by the way, no mention of me not being cast, you know? And I said, you probably know that, but I'm just making sure. And he goes, no problem. And with a British smiley face. And then I go, when are you going to Germany? He goes, I'm flying Friday to Hamburg? Question mark. And he goes, are you blowing out your credit card and heading over? And of course, I had to say this. It's a bad joke, but I'm going to say, you know, who cares?
I have a feeling I know where it's going.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's going to involve Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said I would, but I'm afraid to fly Hitler Airlines. And then I said, oh my god, it's a terrible joke. I'm sorry, Germany. So I'm sorry, German people. But you know that you were fucked by Hitler, like we all were.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh my god, that was a terrible joke.
He does not know you that well.
And he goes, but it's yours to make. I won't repeat it to a German fan of Michael McDermott that he's going to be hanging out with. So then... and then he said, did you enjoy Ryan's play? So now I have to, like, give him my synopsis of the play. I did that. I said it was pretty, pretty, pretty good. I said Ryan had some very good moments in it. And, but I also said some negative things. Anyway, it's pretty good. It's a good play, you know. It just could have been better if I was casting it. And I said, I'm going again this Friday with my gamer. My life is so stupid. And then this guy cares and he's in England. What a stupid life I live.
We only know him because he listens to the stupid podcast.
That's so ridiculous. Everything is so stupid. So, and he goes, he says, say hi to Gamer from British Mark. And he says, and now he's talking about himself on the third party. And I said, Danny understands.
It'd be funny if you ended that with a question mark. Danny understands.
And then he says, you type faster than I do. And then he goes, don't think about us Europeans enjoying Michael McDermott this weekend. Then I ask if he's going, he's going with his wife or solo. And he goes, oh, I'm going solo, obviously. Sonya is definitely not a Michael McDermott fan, unfortunately. And then he says, like, some more family stuff. And then he goes, like a lot of boring, not boring, but like a lot of family stuff. And then he's having all, you know, lunch with all these other McDermott fans. But he's making the point that I said you could tell we have a mutual German fan that I've never met, but he's funny on McDermott. So I told him you should tell him about our podcast. So I could, his name is Rafe. So I said, then if he listens to our show, we could call him German Rafe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and then he goes, I'll definitely mention that to him. And then I says, yes, but will he listen? And then he goes, that's the problem. Nobody listens to good stuff anymore. I sent a link of your podcast to my brother, who's like Lifeless Dave too. And he said he listened to it only once. And he goes, why? I find it hilarious. Anyway, that was the...
You actually need a brain, a very highly sophisticated sense of humor to appreciate our podcast.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just like people, I don't know, like, he really finds us funny.
British Mark is the only person on this planet with... A sophisticated sense of humor.
We had a few other people that we had. We had Nicole. We had. They kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah.
You know? I think my beans are done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. But it's hard to tell. I'm attempting to make beans and eat healthy. Sure, why not?
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to empty them into the, what do you call it?
Strainer!
Yeah, so, how do you feel about stuff, Brian?
Stuff. Well, you know, it's stuff is an interesting word. I always used to hate in school, right?
Right.
Where, let's say you came back from like summer break or winter break, something like that, and they're like, "All right, we need you for your next assignment is to write what you did over the break."
Right.
And it always pissed me off that I did stuff. Was never a sufficient answer.
Oh, right. Did
because you? it's easy, it's to the point, it encapsulates everything that could have possibly happened.
Right, right, right. So you would write that, I did stuff?
If I ever did that, it was like the very first time I was ever assigned it, and then they're like, oh, you have to be descriptive. And from that moment on, obviously you had to.
Right.
But It's funny, like, in school, they type do that, whereas, like, if you go out into the professional world, they're like, hey, Ron, what'd you do over break? Yeah, well, you know, I went to the carnival, you know, I got my car. Yeah, that's great. You could have just said stuff and been fine with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know. And it's a very – it's like when I text with a woman and she goes, what did you do today? I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Like she's just saying that it's a conversation breaker or opener or icebreaker, whatever the fuck you call it.
Right.
But I don't, the last thing I want to do is give her like a play by play of what I did today. That's the last thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll the only way I'll do it is if I make it into a joke. You know, I got up today, I masturbated, you know.
Right.
I mean, otherwise, who cares if I went to the store or I didn't go to the store?
Right.
So anyway, I mean, I know I shouldn't be angry about it because like.
So do you feel that way when it's a woman you're attracted to or women you're unattracted to?
No. If a woman I'm attracted to, I'll answer right away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See?
Yeah, yeah. But that never happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you the last time. Well, actually, just now, the woman that I am attracted to just said no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, you know. It really sucks, you know. It really, really sucks, you know.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit, man.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. We're so charismatic, so charming. And so full of life.
Yep.
And we have these people. And this coming weekend, dude, I'm getting invaded again by family this weekend.
Oh, are you really? What's going on? Oh, Ginny's birthday.
It's fucking Ginny's birthday. And you know what she does. It's not just one day. It's like Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
I think, has it always been like that?
She's always had a birthday once a year.
Well, I mean, like, has it always been, like, a whole weekend, like,
you've been... Yeah, when my uncle was alive, they would turn it into, like, a family. Oh, yeah. And it was like, you know, now that there's cousins and babies involved, it's like a whole... It's an excuse to...
get everyone together.
Yeah, but I think I'm not gonna Friday night. I'm gonna endure. I'm gonna see her play again.
Well, at least you all have Gaber there this time, so.
Yeah, I know, but dude, you know, he's high maintenance, you know? So I ran into him again. I don't know if I saw you. I mean, like, again, it's twice in the last week, which is, you know, because he's like Bigfoot. Like, you don't, you only see him like, you see him like once a year, you know? He's Big Gaber. He's Bigfoot Gaber. He's Big Gayfoot. I love nicknames, man.
Nicknames are great, man.
They really are. So I see him and he's like, so are we on for Friday? You know, he has this thing.
Just so you guys, since you can't see what's going on, Danny is mocking. He's acting as Gaber.
Well,
and at the same time, like, making it look like the guy's coming off of like detox from like Coke or something like that. So right. He's kind of shaking right now.
Well, I don't mean to mock. I really don't. He has this, and he would. I'm not making fun of him because he has this thing, you know, where he can talk very normally and very, I would even say eloquently, without any issues. But when he gets stuck a little bit on a thought, then he starts to stammer.
So I'm going to say, he's actually like, when I went with him, well, I didn't go with him, but I met him at Theater C, last show.
Yeah.
He was fine.
Right. He could go for hours being totally fine. And, you know, and then if he gets stuck on just a little something in his head or he gets anxious about something, then it kind of opens up, you know, the stammering box, you know. And then you just have to wait. Just wait it out. So he'll, you know, I mean, okay, well, you know, it's been 5 minutes. It's been, you know, life is short.
I only have a few summers left.
Yeah, and then the thought won't be even eloquent. It would be like, I got nothing. You know? I mean, like, I'm glad I waited 5 minutes for you to say that. Jesus Christ. No, but I really don't mean to mock. He's a great guy, you know. But
yeah, he is.
But, you know, we're you know, he's the only guy. It's just like there's always, you know, it's always a thing. You know, it's always a thing. There's always, like, going out with him is like a big production. Even though I'm just driving to your theater, it's very close. You know, it's like 25 minutes.
I was just thinking.
What?
What we're about to witness Friday.
Oh, God.
Is a clashing, is a meeting of the minds between Gaber
and
Jimmy Houston.
Oh, no. That can never happen.
It's going to happen.
Well, actually, I'm not worried about it because they can't. It's like two worlds that they won't say anything to each other. Like, he's not there. I mean, I'm actually not worried about it because it's like totally apples and oranges, you know? I mean, it will actually be entertaining to observe it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, God, I don't know. Because usually what happens is when I go anywhere with him, you know, I'm like, let's meet outside in the parking lot. And he goes, no, come upstairs for, and I'm like, no, because then when I get up there, it's like the Bermuda Triangle, you know? Like, you can't, it's like Hotel California, you can't leave, you know? Because I get there, he goes, oh, we have a few minutes, sit down. So then I sit on the gay couch and he sits on the gay chair and then it's like, and then he's just like, he's, you know, with his feet, you know, and I'm like, so we should probably go soon. He goes, yeah, we got time, you know. Anyway, it's a whole production. So once we meet in the parking lot, it's already like better, you know. So I'm going to have, that's going to be my goal, is to meet him at the parking lot, you know. Yeah. Oh my God. But, and I don't know, like I don't know. It's a headache, and it's my fault because I invite him. He wouldn't be, but I don't know why. I don't know what makes me go, hey, what are you doing Friday night? You know, like, I think it's gonna be fun, and it's never fun, never fun.
Well, it seems like a good idea at the time because it's almost like what I've been discovering lately. You know, it's kind of better to do something with someone than do it alone.
Let's reiterate what you just said. It's better to do something with someone else than do it alone.
Right.
Okay.
Except for jerking off. That's better.
Yeah. Also eating. I like to eat by myself, you know.
I have a problem with eating with someone.
I mean, but the food you're digesting on your own, you're not.
Well, right. That can't be done by anyone else. Right. Unless, like, you're a bird. You know, like how birds, like, they'll eat the food, regurgitate it back into, like, the baby's
mouth. That's disgusting.
Because, like, the babies can't feed themselves yet.
Right. Yeah, we're not birds.
Right.
Yeah, no. Jerking off is definitely a solo act, you know. But I'm glad you're discovering that you like to be social here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad thing.
No.
But, you know, and actually this begs the question, is doing a podcast actually being social? Because we're just talking into a machine.
I mean, we're socialized right now, even if it's just two of us.
Yeah, but we've done it so many times, it doesn't even feel like a social thing anymore.
Well, it's, I mean, well, you know,
frankly, this has gone stale.
Well, I think, like, I feel like if we were to do just a podcast on our own, each of us, just do that for a bit, it's like, I tried to do the rock one in the very beginning before even trying this.
And yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
That would have been old and tedious very quickly.
Oh, yeah. I told you I tried to do it on my own. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. The only way to do it, you have to do it with somebody else.
Yeah.
You have to have some kind of outside. And that sucks because I hate people and I hate needing another person, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I did in my play, you know, last week, it was like seven people in the audience. I was like, I guess, you know, it sucks to do it for seven people. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you need people, goddamn it. But I don't want to need people.
I think I'm getting past the hatred part. I think I'm getting past the hate people part. And even the hating.
How long is this going to last?
Well, I guess we'll see.
Well, all right, listen.
I guess we shall see.
We shall overcome. We shall see.
Right.
You had a thing today, right?
Oh, yeah, I had a therapy appointment today. Oh, I should have mentioned that to... I should have mentioned that to What's-Her-Face. Maybe that could turn her off.
That's not going to turn her off, dude.
No?
No, because I'm telling you, every time you say something self-deprecating...
But it's not self-deprecating. It's like saying... Oh, yeah, I talked to my therapist
today. Okay, here's how it's going to go, okay? You're going to say, oh, you know, I saw a therapist today. You know, I'm having all these issues. And she'll be like, oh, yeah, I've had issues too. I've been seeing a therapist myself. Maybe we can compare notes. See, you can't go down that route. Dude, every time you text her, you have to check with me first, okay? Because you're bound to say something that's going to make her...
I better not get out of this.
You're never going to get out of this. Yeah, the only way you could get out, I'll tell you how.
Besides suicide and marriage.
Suicide and marriage! That's a very black and white. Yeah. Okay, you can get out of this by, as I said, you know, intermittent responses.
Mm-hmm.
And also by saying that you are, you know, you are recovering from a previous relationship. And right. You know, and so there's ways to do it, but you can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's right. Just don't see. But if you say anything self-deprecating or that you need help with something, she's going to jump on it.
Just stop the self-deprecation.
Yeah, I know it's hard for you.
Yeah, it is.
But you could just do it with me and our seven listeners.
Right. And, you know, it was actually good because, like, so I had my session with my therapist today and it's like.
That was your second one, right?
Second one with her, yeah.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. We're going to go on like a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good at that point. Actually, she recommended me a book. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble tomorrow to pick it up, see if they have it.
Okay.
It's a workbook. It's called like the Feel Good Handbook or something like that.
Oh, yeah. David Burns. Dude, I know every fucking self-help book ever. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. It has a lot of, you know, erroneous thinking with... you know, ways to catch yourself from thinking erroneous thoughts. Yeah. So we often do, you know, extreme thinking where it's like either or. You know, it's good. She's not inventing this book. This book has been around. Right. Yeah. I mean, I could have recommended that for you for free.
Right.
I'm just saying.
It just happened to come up during it because she was...
Right.
I was telling her how, like, the difference between now and how things used to be for me is now, even though I do find myself in these spells... I do recognize that they're actually triggered by things now. It's not just...
Right.
It's not like I was triggered and I never questioned it. I just let it happen.
Right. It's not out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is great because then now you can find out what the trigger is, you know? Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's good. And that was your... And she liked her? Like,
yeah, she's pretty good.
All right. Did you do it on Zoom?
Zoom, yeah.
Dude, I had a Zoom. I just did a Zoom, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was with the...
I did it with this alternative healer, and I don't even know how I got on this thing with her. And it's expensive. It's like $150. And I don't know if anything that she says is true. Like, I don't know. She's like, you know, and she also goes into like, you know, I had this client once, and this is how I healed him. She go into story mode, and I don't want story mode. I want bottom line, tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And she does that, but until she does that, we have to get through the story. I don't like when people tell stories.
Yeah.
It's not story time. I'm not a 3-year-old. I don't need to look at the pictures. I don't need to go, like, you know, I just bottom line it for me. Mm-hmm. She told me concrete things to do, but we could have done the conversation in 10 minutes instead of an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, man. She had like someone else like listening in that she's training, but then she had troubles with the microphone, so that took 10 minutes to address. I'm like, I don't need this, you know. But anyway, it was peculiar, and I don't know what she's. I mean, I'm gonna follow her. So she gave me some supplements and advice, and she thinks a lot of things that I have could be reversed without taking this drug. I don't know, man. I mean, yeah. I don't know who to believe. You know, it's like everybody has a different opinion. And she thinks that the test that I'm doing for the particle size is complete bullshit, mm-hmm. and I just spent $1,000 on it. The MRI I did yesterday cost $1,000 because my insurance company is hardly paying for it.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Dude, I mean, like I can't go to Germany. I can't do anything fun. You know, I can't. Mm-hmm. I want to do fun things. I can't. All I can do is sit here and make podcasts and eat beans.
And go to my show, Gaber.
And go to your show with Gaber, which I've seen before. God damn it. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then, yeah. What a life. I mean, what if I have 2 weeks to live and I'm spending it seeing your show for the second time with Gaber? I mean, and then you don't show up on Sessional 45 minutes in.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
And then Gaber's going to be like, so what was the origin of this play? And when did this, who wrote it? I'm like, dude, you know, he always does the intellectual thing.
He'll come to me, he'll probably be like, so I see that your character represented the type of voters that are akin to Trump supporters, and they're the uneducated types. They mean well. They're hardworking. They mean well, but you know that they really manifest. They really represented that portion of Middle America, and I think you really came across very organically in that role.
Yeah,
I was wondering, like, what did you do to get into that state of mind for the character? And I'd just be like, that was just me, honestly.
Right, yeah. Right. Like, what I did was I got out of bed, I drove the car here, and then I went on stage, you know? Yeah, but you're right. He does that with me, too. Like, whenever do I play, like, at the end, instead of saying, oh, great job or something, he'll just go, so when was that play written, you know? And, like, he does all these intellectual questions. I'm like...
There's people like him that ruin film discussion or, like, any sort of, like, art discussion.
Yeah. I told him that we should do a podcast about our films, yeah, pivotal films. This is gonna go horribly wrong. I don't know why I'm attracted to the dark side. I don't know why I'm attracted to doing things that are gonna go horribly wrong. I think I get off on that somehow. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I think I'm like, oh great. Imagine if like tomorrow we have to go to this gay apartment and like sit there and then you know he's gonna be like, oh, I'm not in the mood. All right. Well. And then I'll be like, oh, it's, you know, we're just going to talk about movies. You love movies. And I'm going to like push him to do it. And then once we do it, it'll be okay. But we might get a lot of listeners because last time we got it's our biggest episode so far.
Yeah, it's
threesome.
I have a feeling though that if I had to hypothesize is that threesome happened so early on.
Right.
We still had a somewhat big audience back then. And then as... Right. It right. just happened to taper off after that.
Yeah, right. Things got calcified.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be a good experiment. We could do like threesome part two.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make it six? Threesome times two? I mean, it'd be the sequel to threesome, that's complicated, you know?
Threesome part two. Part two is always like a good, like when it comes to like sequel naming.
Right.
I think part two is probably like the best kind. Because it represents... A continuation.
Right. But we don't want to continue what happened last time because, oh, dude, he's going to go off on the gay community and whatever.
Threesome, the return of Gaber.
Featuring
Kevin Daly.
Yeah, Gaber attacks. Gaber, the return to the land of Gaber.
Mm-hmm.
Gaber revisited.
Gaber strikes back.
Gaber strikes back. The Empire. Gaber strikes back. I like that. As if he strike back the first time. He didn't do shit the first time. He just sat there. I Dude, but and then if he has to apologize for something, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. That was but anyway, the point of this podcast today as we speak, we can't go back to the past. We have to live in the present, you know. But things are happening. Things are happening.
Happening.
You know, you are on the, you know, I'm going through all these tests. Yeah, I'm making, who knows, you know, I'm living on the edge because I'm going to get results like tonight or tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know. So, and then that's going to be before the big weekend. So that, let's say I get bad results. What do I do? Do I go to my family and be like, hey, happy birthday, Jenny. Oh, I'm dying. You know, like, or do I just not say anything? Like, I don't know, you know.
You should definitely say something. Like, I actually don't know, because I've thought about this myself. Like, what would I do?
Right.
And I honestly don't think I'd be able to, like, I would probably just die one day. And people are like, what the hell happened? And then.
Well, you mean, would you tell people or not tell people?
I actually don't know. I mean, I probably would eventually, just
right. because like it's. I want to tell her, you know, my aunt, but I want things to be conclusive. I don't want to. It's stupid to alarm somebody needlessly.
No need to say anything. Until,
right. And so. Because
it could be nothing completely.
It could be. Well, I mean, the heart situation is definitely real, but the other thing, the lesions thing could be nothing, but it would just be great, like, to have a big dinner. Mm-hmm. and then to see their reaction, to see people start to cry, because I want people to cry, you know, mm-hmm. like because I hate those people, you know, so I just want to make everybody cry like hyenas, and that'll make me feel so good.
I don't think you hate Jenny.
I don't hate them, anyone individually, but I despise them as a group.
Yeah,
it's the worst experience ever. It really is, and it's horrible. I'm like Gaber right now. I become, you know, you sit there and everybody's trying to like tell everybody. It's like, and Ginny's all anxious about the food. Oh, we have this from the store. Oh, you ordered this, didn't you? It's like this whole and like, oh my god, these people are nuts. And then my brother's wife does the same thing. And then my brother and sister, you know, I just can't even, man.
Yeah.
The only way I get out of that in with one piece is if I come back here. When I used to smoke cigarettes, you know, I used to like be there for an hour, come back here, smoke 10 cigarettes in a row, mm-hmm. then go back there, you know. Yeah. But now I don't smoke cigarettes, so I come back here. I have some beans, you know.
At least now Friday you get to skip that and. Coming to the show.
I hope so. Unless Ginny, like, so far she's talking Saturday, Sunday, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But that's still a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then one of them wants me to come to, you know, some of these people, like my brother, live in Scarsdale, which is, mm-hmm. like, a horrible trip, man. It's like going by the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic is awful. So, lifeless Dave lives there with his lifeless wife and their lifeless kids. And then I have other cousins that live there, right? Mm. Ginny's the third son. So now they want me to come over there on a Monday to take Ginny with me, which is, you know, that's a horrible trip. Because she's going to be on the phone all the time. Oh, you know, and then I got to do that. And then, you know, so I said yes. I don't know, you know, because they were like roping me into it. Because the kids like me. The kids want me around, you know. So, you know, it sucks. It's just, I don't like those people. And then my whole weekend is shot, man. Because you played for the second time. I know every fucking word, you know. I wasn't cast in it. I'm going to have to, like, you know, be nice to your director again. I'm going to have to Gaber with me. He's going to be like, oh, I can't see. I can't hear. What did he say? You know, he's always got some problem.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, we're going to have to, like, say hi. It's just, you know, it's awkward and weird. It's always awkward and weird. Jimmy Houston's going to be like, ooh. Oh, God, you know, and that's going to be Friday night. It's supposed to be a fun time, right?
I can't wait.
You can't wait? I'm trying to, like, I have to find things to look forward to, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's very important for your sanity.
Yeah.
Like, this week, I don't know, what are you looking forward to? I mean, it's kind of nice not to have to do the play now, right? Because you have a few days off.
Right, in terms of, like, rehearsals, yeah. I mean, like, tomorrow I have, like, the refresher /
speech. Oh, the line-through? You got to meet them in person or in Zoom?
Meet in person.
Oh, you got to go.
Fucking church.
What? Why not the theater?
I guess they're probably set up the next show, which could potentially be good, because that might mean What's-Her-Name's not going to be...
Right, right, right. Hopefully. Oh, by the way, we were both roped into trying to do this musical by all of our theater friends, and we're both not doing it, because
we're both not doing it.
Yeah.
Even though it's funny, because that would have been a show we would have done together.
Yeah, but dude, we would have killed ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't sing.
It would have been horrible.
Yeah, and we would have had small parts,
mm-hmm.
singing parts, yeah. and we would have to wait outside to listen to that gay, horrible musical. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but this Guys and Dolls thing, dude, I've seen footage of it. It's like, I'd rather
get your testicles taken off?
Yes, mm-hmm. and eat them. I'd rather eat my testicles,
right?
Like just raw, like without right. any syrup or
anything. I don't think you'll need any syrup because I'm pretty sure inside they're pretty like.
Do you think testicles are? Would they fit my mouth? You know, because one's bigger than the other. You know,
you figure they fit the sack.
The sack? Would the sack fit?
Is the sack like bigger than your mouth?
I don't know. I never tried to eat my testicles. that could be a great experiment.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, I've never once got out of bed in the morning and said, "Hey, let's try to see if my sack fits my mouth." But if I was to do it, I would start with the right. You know, one is definitely bigger. Like one has fluid issues. but how would I? Plus, you know, let's talk about testicles. They're kind of ugly, you know? Like,
For sure.
It's very hard to have...
Yeah.
Like, even if you're like Brad Pitt, even Brad Pitt's testicles are ugly, right?
Well, have you seen his testicles?
No, but, I mean, how could they... I mean, I've never seen... Okay, the only way testicles could be sort of attractive is if they're not wrinkled, right? Because the wrinkled ones are the worst.
Well, see, the problem with the testicles, too, is we've never actually really seen them because they're inside.
No, but the sack.
The scrotum.
Yeah, but right. I mean, I'm talking about
that's,
the sack.
That, yeah, that's definitely... I thought,
isn't the sack the testicle?
The sack is the scrotum, which stores the testicles.
Oh, I did not know that.
Right, the testicles are inside
the scrotum. I thought the testicles were the sack.
Nah.
Huh! I learned something today. Thanks, thank you.
I learned that back in health class, back in like...
But when you say... But don't you say two testicles dangling? Mm-hmm. So when you say two...
You have two testicles.
So they're inside the sack.
They're inside the sack, yeah.
So the scrotum is the sack.
Scrotum is the sack.
All right. So you know how, I mean, I haven't looked at mine recently, but some of them are very wrinkled and some of them are smooth. I think an attractive...
That's the skin. Also, it's important to remember that like it fills up, I think it fills up with blood.
Yeah.
And then when like you jerk off... You'll notice, like, sometimes the sack gets smaller. That's the blood being released, I believe.
Ah, right. So what makes a testicle wrinkly versus smooth? It's just genetics, I guess? I mean,
the wrinkly appearance is actually just the skin of the scrotum.
Ah.
Just getting old with age.
Yeah, but I think kids could have wrinkled testicles,
it's possible.
Too. Like, you know,
could be, like, temperature.
The last time I looked at a kid's testicles...
That's...
You know, don't isolate that comment. but even Brad Pitt's testicles are. I'm just saying it's a very unattractive part of the body. You know,
right? And it's one of those things that, you know, if anyone out there, whoever was like curious as to whether or not they were gay, all you have to do is like look at that area down there and be like,
yeah,
that's definitely not for me.
And you're like, I think if I was a woman, I would have to sort of overlook it somehow. And be like, okay, that's a part I don't really want to. Like, I don't mind feeling a guy's testicles with my hand, but I don't want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, put a sack in my mouth or a testicle or a scrotum in my mouth, you know?
Yeah.
Wrinkly or unwrinkly.
Right.
So, yeah, if I was a woman, I probably wouldn't. I probably would be a lesbian, you
me
know?
Me too.
Because guys are gross, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, but...
I feel bad for them, which maybe I'm actually doing the world a service
mm-hmm.
by not dating. Because I'm helping women avoid further disappointment.
You're helping women avoid, but they're still disappointed anyway.
That's true. I mean, they're going to go out with someone else anyway.
Yeah, so it might as well be you.
Might as well be
you. You might as well get laid.
I might as well.
You know?
I might as well.
How did we get onto this testicle thing? That's a that I we oh because we, I have no idea.
I have no idea how that started.
I don't know, but we got 10 minutes out of it. I'm just saying, like, you know, testicles are very.
Oh, because we were talking about what we would rather do than being guys and dolls.
Oh, right. they should be. We should do our own play and call it "Guys with Testicles and Dolls."
Right.
You know, it'd be like a non-musical play. And the whole play would be like against guys and dolls. You know. But yeah, dude. I mean, I saw half an hour of that play, footage-wise. Thinking, because you know, Todd, you know, he was like, "Oh, you should come out. It'll be fun." And I'm like, you know, even I just hate this. I hate musicals. I just don't. It's not my thing, man. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we dodged that bullet.
Definitely did. That actually that saves me because I may have to deal with this potential woman for the next 2 weeks. But after that,
I don't know. But here's the thing: you have to. You're on a slippery slope, my friend.
Yeah, no. You're why couldn't she fucking like text me like even the second weekend?
Well, because she's because that's what these women do, man. They want to lay the seeds. Because she knows she only has a short period of time to lure you into her lair.
The web, yeah.
The web, right? The Shrek web. So she's being very smart, you know. And your tragic flaw is that your humor, you know, is funny, but it goes into the self-deprecating thing, and she's gonna pounce on that, man.
Yeah, I gotta stop with that. Like no more self-deprecating.
Save it for here. Yeah. You're
or in front of women that I find attractive.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but hey, let's look at the bright side though.
I have a woman talking to me again.
Yes,
that's it. Yes. And it's given me practice.
She has a vagina. We assume
it's given me practice to communicate.
Yeah. I think it's all we have to do is turn it around to a woman that you actually want to,
yes,
you know,
yes,
engage with.
Yes.
So, but yeah, this is it's tricky, you know. It's a very, you know, with people that don't understand that when you're also this brings up the question: if there wasn't such a thing as texting, how would she approach it? Right? Yeah. Like texting is a very, you know, it's an easy way to communicate with somebody, but it's the easy way out with dating, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning so much about these women that I'm dating now, and I would never know anything. Mm-hmm. I just found out if she knows who Don Johnson is, you know? That would be a hard thing to come up in conversation, you know?
Yeah. Totally. I think I saw your phone
line. Oh, really?
30 updates.
Oh, boy. The audience is on pins and needles. No, I got nothing.
Shit.
Yeah, we are stalled at...
False alarm.
We are stalled at me saying that she knows Miami Vice very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she said it with a question mark. She's probably never seen an episode. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she said... Like, it would have been cool if she came up with, oh, yeah, like, I love the zombie episode in the second season, you know? Like,
it's the best episode ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going through second season of Vice, which is a very tricky... Yeah. Tricky thing, and for every good episode, there's six or seven really
garbage,
really weird ones. Yeah, and they're not garbage. There's a few good moments in each one, but a lot of them just don't. Like you saw one that the last 10 minutes was good.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's a and we're almost coming up to. So this is gonna be a big issue. Like, do we go to watch the Tale of the Goat, which is the zombie episode? I don't think I can do it. You know, but I do want you to be educated. So I might have to sacrifice my enjoyment and your enjoyment for the sake of, I don't know.
I think it'd be funny if after we watch the episode, I look over you and you're like, huh, not as bad as I remember.
I hope that happens. I do remember that they take his colleague.
Oh, Tubbs?
Tubbs.
Michael Thomas?
I don't think Don is in it at all. Yeah. And I think he gets kidnapped by a bunch of zombies and he starts, they give him acid. And he starts sweating, and there's like a slow motion montage of him like sweating and going, you know, like that. And I think that goes on for about 10 minutes. And it's called Tale of the Goat. And I don't even think it makes any sense. Like, I don't think, like, some episodes just don't have a linear, like, logic to it. So, but, you know, but then it's followed by, there's one episode that Don directed, His first directorial vice. I think directed like 5 or 6 episodes.
Oh, okay.
And they're all pretty good. Pretty. Yeah, good. This one's about Vietnam.
Oh, wow. So that's right, because his character was like a veteran.
Yeah, Crockett went to Vietnam, you know, he's all macho, smoked Lucky Strikes in Vietnam, you know, and they used the actual music of The Doors, so I guess paid a lot of money to get the copyrights for the, so the whole episode is filled with Doors music, and there's like, it's good, I haven't seen it, it's called Back in the World, it's good, so I mean, that follows, I mean, so there's a few good ones.
Yeah.
But man, it's a...
Gotta get through the gunk in order to get to the gold.
Or we just go for the gold, you know? We also were talking about seeing Rhinestone, which is the worst movie ever made, probably.
We may have to do separate viewings.
Oh, yeah. Like, separated by a year.
Yeah.
Like, because we'll kill ourselves. We'll go to the Gothel's Bridge.
Yeah.
Rhinestone was a movie that Stallone did with Dolly Parton in 1983, in the height of his fame. And the premise is he's a singing cowboy, ladies and gentlemen. A singing cowboy that, you know, you know, and Dolly Parton recruits him. Like, she could choose any singer in the world. And she goes, I want him. And then he shows up to, like, Kentucky or whatever the fuck. And he goes into he's wearing a cowboy hat, you know, with his muscles and everything. And he's like, yeah, yeah. It's whatever I just said is more entertaining than the whole movie. Like, we saw the trailer, like, last week, and we lost our will to live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, real bad. But, dude, you have a few more days, and I think, let's see if we hit, I know we're coming down to the wire. Oh, I did 2 shots in one arm.
Right.
I was going to call the episode 2 shots in the same arm, but that's just one thing. Ryan is stalked. British Mike. Okay.
Earlier in the year, I said I wanted to be stalked.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Crossed off the list.
I have a coffin-like when I was lying in the coffin yesterday. British Marx invades Germany. It's a nice title, but it doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, I think if I remember correctly, after the last episode, we were like, whatever the first thing is that comes to mind, that's going to be the episode title. And for that episode, we do it. Like, the first thing you said was dipping the toe in the social ocean. That was it.
Right, yeah. But, you know... me and Gaber, outsider, yes. Oh, this is what happened yesterday, too. I was driving around in my car yesterday, and you know how I drive these attractive women?
Right.
Over 100. Of course, I had to drive this woman, Joan Goldstein, 91 years old.
Uh-huh.
She looks like she's 91, too. Like, I kind of gave her a compliment, and she goes... Anyway, I said that she's younger than she was. No, and I said something like, you know... I thought she was in her 80s. And then as I'm driving, we're talking, I'm like, you know, don't feel bad. I drive some women in their 90s. And she goes, I'm 91. I was like, oh, well, you're a young 91. Of course, her name is Joan Goldstein. And she has her own TV show in Princeton, like a cable TV show.
Oh, really?
So she said she invited me to come on her show.
Holy shit.
I said, how many minutes do you do? She goes, 27 minutes. I'm like...
What's her show about?
I don't know. It's probably like a podcast, but I think she's done it for 90 years because she's 91. I think it's about, like, I don't know, like she probably, kind of like my podcast, like when I talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I already emailed her and it's like a cable access show. And, dude, I'm going to... Who knows what I'm going to say on that thing?
Like, you got to let me know when that's on.
Oh, yeah. No, I will. And now I'm already being a diva. I'm already like, why is it 27 minutes and not 28 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Like, why is it... And she goes, well, that's what the producer gives me. And, you know... And that's a lot. I'm like, dude... I'm like, Joan Goldstein. I do a podcast, you know, every day of the week. You know, and an hour goes by like 5 minutes. A 27 minutes will go by like a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of topics to talk about, Joan Goldstein. Like, yeah. She goes, like what? And I'm like, you just give me the microphone, Joan. You just sit there and look pretty. You know?
She gets canceled.
No, I won't. I won't say anything like anything offensive. I don't think. But I'm bound to say something stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
You are. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what I'm going to give her topics because she's into theater, right? So we'll go into the theater world. But you know, but I'm going to twist it around to, like, things that I want to talk about, you know. I might even mention Miami Vice, you know. You never know. No, I'll bring it around. Maybe I'll even promote this show. Oh, God. Can you imagine if I promote this show and, like, people, like, all these old people, which probably has, like, an audience of geezers. You know, and they're like, oh, that young, nice young Jewish man, he just promoted as is. Let's check it out. And, I'll just, and then who knows? And then I talk about gay. And then I talk about Gaver. You know? Who's this Gaver?
Gaver becomes a star.
Gaver like opens the door and there's like paparazzi everywhere. Gaver. And he's like, no, I knew this would happen. Oh my God, he's up there right now, and his like with his feet up, going, "Life is so peaceful," and, you know. No, he's probably going, oh, I don't know about Friday night. Like, I have to leave the house. Like, oh, I have to be ready by 7. You know, like, what if I have to take a shit? Like, what do I do? You know, he's always like worried about. Like, yeah. I don't know how he lives, man. He started going off the other day about being paranoid about... We're talking about dating or something. I told him that I have a few, you know, prospects.
Right.
And he goes, well, you don't know. This day, he's like Kramer. He's like, this day and age, you know, with the Me Too movement, you don't know. You have to be very careful. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, I just looked at him straight in the eye with my heterosexual eye.
Right.
And I said, I choose not to live in a paranoid state of mind.
Very good, very good.
And he goes, oh, well, I don't do that.
Obviously.
Yeah, he really lives in a I mean, you know.
It's easy to get to that point if you're not careful, but, like, it's...
I know, but, dude, he's 70 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you live like that? Like, oh, I might say the wrong word. Oh.
One thing I've realized, like, I think one of the things that's actually been helping me lately is I've just been... not engaged with social media too much.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're on Facebook every day.
Well, in terms, not so much that, but I mean, like, go on Reddit, look at the news, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You see people, they go on these message boards, like with Reddit, people posting shit anonymously, but it's like, you read some of the shit. It's like, this really dark, bad tunnel. And it's like, you get away from it for a bit. Like, the other day I was thinking, man, I'm glad I don't, like, I'll go on to, like, look at, like, movie news, stuff like that.
Right.
I'm just like, man, I am fucking glad.
Right.
All those fucking losers just stay there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, let them be a cancer on the virtual world.
Oh, yeah. It's a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And like, and arguing with strangers, like, it's one thing to argue with people that you care about.
Yeah.
But to argue with strangers, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
And what a waste of time.
Yeah.
And he does it a lot.
And the thing is, like, with the technology now, you don't even know if you're even engaging with a real person.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I choose to argue with people that I care about, and then I can't stand them, and so I argue my point. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Like I will this weekend, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what my tragic flaw this weekend is going to be? Seeing your play for the second time is going to be the highlight of my week. That's how bad it's going to be. I mean, not that your play is that bad. It's really not.
My tragic flaw is I'm going to be surrounded by the woman who's...
Well, actually, you won't be, because she has to... she has a job to
do. That's true.
So, you're just... let's not make it like a... I mean, look, let's look at the bright side. She doesn't engage every 5 minutes, right?
So, I shouldn't... I guess, Wayne, what you're saying, since we're running out of time...
Right.
I shouldn't overthink it.
My job in this earth is to make you not overthink things.
I really hope you have more than one job.
No, that's the only job that I have. And I really should get paid for it. Oh, because really? You overthink these all the time. No, I can do it. No, it's like you don't do it all the time. But you have to, you know, you have to... Because we've talked about strategies to make the situation a little bit better. And every time you have a strategy, it's kind of wrong. So, but other than that, you're doing fine. I just have a lot of experience with a female mind, you know. I don't have a lot of experience with getting laid, but I have a lot of experience with the way the female mind works. At least I think that I'm good with the crazy female mind, you know.
Right.
I'm not good with the normal female mind.
So I feel like this may be normal, and that's what makes it harder.
What's normal?
Well, I don't think she's got a crazy mind. I think she's got
No, she doesn't have a crazy mind, but she has a manipulative mind.
Right. And I don't even know if it...
She's not Hitler. She's not an evil person.
Right.
But I mean, I could tell by what you're talking about that there's a little bit of an agenda.
At the same time, I've also done a similar agenda, so I'm just as guilty of having done that in the past myself.
Well, sure. So, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about her, right? But yeah.
I'm the victim this time, goddammit.
That's right. You are the Me Too here. you're the Me Three. Oh, man. What are we going to call this episode? Okay, well...
I guess we'll find out in a few seconds after we end it.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to serve you.
Yeah. British Mark, I hope you got a lot out of this one.
He's going to hear this in Germany, actually.
Oh, that's right.
So we might get, like, a German... So anyway, it's been really...
Bye.